MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Kobus Lutz, he's CEO of Pan African Resources. They put out a statement which I frankly didn't realize at all. It was around the renewal of the Barberton Mines mining rights and how they've got a renewal for a further 30 years. Kobus, morning. Appreciate the early morning time. These are pretty much all of your Barberton Mines. It's Fairview, it's New Consort, it's Sheba Mines, and you've got a renewal. So essentially, you've got another 30 years of mining rights within those mines and those regions, effective, 1st of June. So running through to, 2050 odd, when we'll probably both be a lot more lazy and retired.
Yeah, Simon, it'll probably be my last renewal on Barberton. But yes, it's great. We worked very well with the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, and we pushed hard. Certainly, I think, also demonstrates the remaining life of these assets. It's incredible. We started mining, not me, certainly, but the company started mining in Barberton in the 1870s, and we still have 20 years plus of life on these assets, so that's great.
Yeah, and that's actually a great point. This is probably one of, if not the longest mining space anywhere in the world. It's 150 years of mining. What struck me was, in hindsight, of course, the licenses must be for a defined period. I'm assuming that as the Department of Mineral Petroleum Resources, they're issuing licenses, they are going to have a finite period of time. Is that duration typically a 30-year, or is the DMRE going to look at circumstances on the ground to perhaps give longer or maybe even shorter?
So it very much depends on the technical motivation that you put forward, Simon, on the economic lives of these mines. So we've done a lot of work. If you recall, some years ago, always had a 5 or 6 years life just mm-hmm. because that was what was proven up. But we've deployed a lot of or employed a lot of new technology with great people. Looking at our mines, and we were able to motivate a 30-year life, which is why this extension was granted for that period. And it's incredible, after all these years more than a century of mining, we're still finding new ore bodies, new exciting areas, and that's why we're investing a lot into these underground operations, also opening up new ore bodies, allowing us to mine more. So, yes, after all these years, there's still a lot of potential in those Barberton Hills.
Yeah, it is. 1870s, Joburg, we started mining gold about, 20-odd years later than that. Barberton, yeah. if memory serves, that was the first place we really got gold going in South Africa. And it is, we look at the Witwatersrand gold base, and actually Barberton puts it to shame in many senses.
Yeah, it does. I think it's also this was the site of Southern Africa's first stock exchange. The facade is still there. Yeah. So it shows the economic boom that the area experienced. And certainly it doesn't have the scale that the Wits has. But, for a company like Pan African, if you look at all the gold that's ever been mined out of those, the Barberton ore bodies, about 80% of it's come from our operations. So it tells you the quality of our operation.
That's Kobus Lutz, CEO of Pan African Resources. Bad licenses to expire, although they can also be renewed. Kobus, appreciate the early morning time. Barberton First Stock Exchange, he has a really useless factoid. Then was Kimberley, then was Pietermaritzburg. Third stock exchange in South Africa was in Pietermaritzburg. No idea why. I've lived there. I don't know why they had a stock exchange. Lovely place, but I don't know why they had a stock exchange. Joburg was the fourth stock exchange in South Africa.
Business, finance, and investment news. MoneyWeb now.
With Simon Brown.
On the Money. Also available on podcast.